We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zara Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis at the end of the line. Amar Mar, Bekelim Shenishtamshu Behem Lavayis Chacham. What are we talking about here? So having brought down the Gemara, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel holds that Avodah Zara of a Goy does not become Aser until you worship it. A Yisrael's Avodah Zara becomes Aser Miyad, even before you worship it. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. And Rabbi Kiva's sheet is the opposite, that a guy, he sets aside Avodah Zarah, it's awesome yad, but a Yisrael, it's not also Avodah Zarah. Now, we're going to start with Rabbi Shmuel's first drasha. He starts off with a drasha, and it says, Abed to Abdun as kol ha-mekoymois asha avdu shal megoyim. Dafka, if they worshipped it. And it says, destroy the mekoymois ha-goyim. And Rabbi Shmuel teaches, it means the kalim that you used for Avodah Zarah, it's only also after you use it for Avodah Zarah. So the question is going to be an obvious question. It says, Abi Davin's call Makaimais. You have to destroy the places. What does it do to Kalim? Omar. Rabbi Shmuel says that Bekalim Shishtamshvahem Lavayas Khavam Akas of David. The Pasuk's talk about the Kalim that you used for Avodah Zarah. Frey the Gemara, it says, Abi Davin's call Makaimais. It says the places, the spot where they did Avodah Zarah. Destroy the place. Hamakaimais said, Zok the Gemara, it can't be. In main inyan the mekayma is the loy mitzri. The mekayma is the mekam asa. The chesiv we already learned this. Eliheim ala harim, v'loy harim eliheim. That the only type of avodah zara is avodah zara on a mountain. A mountain does not become avodah zara. Even if you worship the mountain, you chayiv misa, but the mountain itself does not become avodah zara. You don't have to destroy the mountain. So it can't be mekayma. Can't mean the mountain because the mountain is not asa. Tanu inyan tapanum beis avod aleph. Tanu inyan lekalim. So therefore, we use the pasuk for kalim to teach us v'kanam rovis chavim shel avod chavim that avod zara of a guy in a surah al achatavid. Only after you worship it, that's what we learn after meal. Only worship it. Now v'shel yisrael miyad and yisrael right away. Frey to gemara, kalim is mishamshe avod zara. Where do you see that Avezara itself is Achate Aved? All you see is Kalim don't become us until you worship it. Kalim Amashamshe Avezara. So where do you see Avezara itself? So Gemara, let's talk about it right now. Great thing, Gemara, but Kalim Akimrala. We're talking about Kalim, not talking about Avezara Mamish. So where do you see Avezara Mamish is Aser, is the only Aser after you worship it? This is why Kalim, maybe Kalim, I understand, that's not, it's a Mashamshim, so it's only Aser, only after worship, only after it gets used for the Avezara. But Kalimakin, a Makra, the Pasuk says, in the same Pasuk, says, Abit Abdun's call Makaymas, Asha Avdu Shamagayim, Asha Artem Yerushimoysam. So, Loshan Asha Artem Yerushimoysam. And then it says, Eselihayim, Asha Artem Yerushimoysam, Eselihayim, Makish, Elihayim, Likalim, we make a Hekish, Elihayim to the Kalim. Because we said Makaymas mean Kalim, because it can't mean Makaymas, so it means the Kalim. We make a Hekish, Elihayim, Likalim. Ma Kalim Achi Avdu, just like Kalim, is only Aser. After you worship it, Afalehayim Nami Achi Avdu. Only comes Aser after you worship it. So it comes out, the Drosh of Shmuel is that Avodah Zarah of a Goyim is only Aser after you worship it. How do you know? Because Kalim is only, it says, Asha Avdu Shama Goyim. And we make a Hekish Elihayim to Kalim. Now Rav Kiva argues, he holds that a Goyim's Avodah Zarah is Aser right away. What does he do with this Hekish? Rabbi Kiva loy makish omalach es hifsika inyan. It says es lehayim. That's mafsik between the beginning of the pasuk and the end of the pasuk. And Rabbi Kiva have another drasha that say positively that avayzara's a goy's avayzara's also miyad. But first he's saying I don't hold the hekish. Rabbi Shmuel, we just have finished Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Shmuel, remember, said that by Yisrael it's also miyad. Now what's the makar for that? Rabbi Shmuel eschan avayzchavim shal evichavim. We find that a zara of a guy is not also until you worship it. The Yisrael asur miyad nolei. How do you know that a zara of Yisrael is also miyad? It's a svaru because we have a special pasuk to tell you by a zara of a guy achet yaved. Mashma by Yisrael, you don't have that. Svaru midoy v'chavim achet yaved. The Yisrael asur miyad. If a guy it's only a zara after you worship it by Yisrael, it's also miyad because it has to be different because the pasuk spoke out this way. Right tomorrow, okay, if it has to be different, maybe it's all the way. Aim with Yisrael, klav, klav, loy. Maybe you'll tell me, Yisrael, maybe, is not us at all. That's the diak. A vizar of a guy becomes us after you worship it. Yisrael, a vizar of Yisrael never becomes us, maybe. So tomorrow, it can't be. Hash the Geniza boy, you're going to learn later on that you can't even have bittel on a Yisrael's vizar. It's the Sam Besesa. Yeah, you have to put it away, you have to bury it. So, hash the Geniza boy, it's really a mystery thing that becomes us, of course it becomes us. So now Gemara says, maybe it's exactly like a Vayzara. Just like a Vayzara of a guy, is Achati Aved, maybe Yisrael also. And don't tell me Yisrael is more Chomer because it's Gniza. It's the same thing. Maybe also it's only Osir Ad Chati Aved. Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Egel, Veschatashem Asher Sisemes Egel, Meshas Asiya Komle Bechet. From the Asisem Es Egel, raise the Chet already. When you make the Egel, it's a Chet by Yisrael. For Eti Gemara, of course it's a Chet. Who said it became a Vayazara? Maybe that just gives a person an iser chait. But who said a tzurkel and mitzvah? Who said the vayor comes to his ar right then with asiyah? Makra, I'll try another pasuk. It says, "Or ish ashiyase pesel maseichem maseichem." It says, "Yase meshas asiyah come libaro from the asiyah." There is an ar already. You see, there's asiyah by Yisrael. Asiyah alone is enough. Just making it is enough. So Gemara, no. How do you make him gavra baro? It's true and mitzvah. Maybe it's only to give a person an ar. Who said it becomes asa? So Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Te'aves Hashem k'siv. It says in the pasuk, Or ish yaseh pesel masecha te'aves Hashem. So you see, it becomes a te'aves Hashem once you make it already. So you see, it becomes a Avodah Zarah right away. So that's a Rishmal Shita. Rishmal Shita says that Avodah Zarah of a goy, we learn from the pasuk, Asha avdu shama goyim, you have to worship it. Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, since the pasuk says, Or ish yaseh, this is v'shas asiyah. You have an Or right then. And it says Te'avas Hashem becomes a Avodah Zarah right away. What does Rabbi Akiva do with that? Rabbi Akiva, Dova, maybe they Te'avas. The Te'avas Hashem does not mean it becomes a Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Akiva holds that by Yisrael, does not become a Avodah Zarah immediately. Rabbi Akiva holds, it means Dova, maybe they Te'avas. So now that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita and Rabbi Akiva's rebuttal on that. But now, where did Rabbi Akiva's Shita come from? Rabbi Akiva, Avodah Kechavim Shalev Chavim, the Asura Miyav Nale. Where does Rabbi Akiva know that Avodah Zarah becomes Asa Miyad by a goy? Amaula, Amakar, Pasuk says, "Psile Eliheim Tisufum Beish, Misha Paslu Nas Eliyah." When you make it in, carve it out. Psile means carving now. You carve it out already, Eliheim. It becomes a god and Tisufum Beish, and you don't need to read the word Tisufum Beish. The Drash is Psile Eliheim. You see, Psile Eliheim becomes their god. Misha Paslu Nas Eliyah. Veidach. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with this pasuk? Sounds but first like Rabbi Akiva, right? That the making it makes a vayzara. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with this pasuk? V'idach homu b'alek tani Rabbi Yosef. Tani Rabbi Yosef minayin levichavim shapaisal elohai. How do you know that a goy that is ruins his getchka, that it's mutter shenema psil eliheim and some of the girsha to gadayun? But I mean, the drasha is psil eliheim that if you cut it up, it becomes disqualified. Ve'idach, so that's the makar for Rabbi Shmuel. Psilei, I'm not telling you, it becomes awesome yad. It's not like carrot. I'm telling you, this is the makar that bittel works by a guy. Ve'idach, how does a Rekiva know bittel by a guy? Using the pasuk for telling you that it becomes a vayazara. How does he know bittel? Ve'idach, nafgle mid the Shmuel. The Shmuel, Rami, k'siv le'sach me kesef zav alayim, you shouldn't desire the kesef zav, that's on the vayazara. Ve'ksiv, another pasuk, l'kach to loch, you take it, how can you take it? It's a vayazara. Hakeitzar, Pisle Leliah Leisachmoid. If he makes it into Eliah Leisachmoid, Pisle Meliah. So if you pisle Leliah, if you pisle Leliah for God, it's the same pasuk. Pisle Eliyahem Tishuvim Beish Leisachmoid Kesses Olayim Lekach Talach. Says if it's Pisle Leliah for a God, you can't touch Leisachmoid. Pisle Meliah. If you ruined it from being a God, Lekach Talach, then you can take it. That's a Rekiva's Makar of a Bittel. So Rekiva knows that it becomes a getchka right away because psile eliheim, right when you carve it out. And he learns out from v'lekach t'loch that you could pasle it, and that's bittel. For Rabbi Akiva, eschchan av yischavim shevachavim dasur miyad. You find av yizor av a goy osam miyad. The Yisrael, at your tevet minolim. How do you know that Yisrael, you have to wait till you worship it? How do you know what's the makar? We don't makar. Vasom baseser. The pasuk says that vasom basoser, that you put it in hidden, so it's in that pasuk. It says, it's only aser when you worship it in private. Because the normal thing is for a Jew to worship in private, he doesn't want to get caught and get misa. You do dvarim shemaseis, which is what? Worshipping of Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with seisa, because a person does not want to get caught doing it in public. So what is, that's the makar that Yisrael is also only after you worship it. was Rabbi Shmuel with the pasuk? How do you know that a vayzar of Yisrael needs gniza? So how does Rabbi Kiva know that needs gniza? So what does Asherah got to do with a mizbech? So what's the pshat? So we darshin ma mizbech ton gniza, shem mizbech needs gniza. Ma mizbech ton gniza, af Asherah ton gniza. So the question was for Rabbi Kiva that uses the some basasar for something else that you have to worship it by Yisrael's Benazara, has he no gniza? He knows it from the hekesh to mizbech. What does Rabbi Shmuel do with this hekesh to mizbech? The idach Rabbi Shmuel does who by the Rabbi Shlakish. Rabbi Shlakish call a maimed dayin shein hagun. Anyone who places a dayin, a judge that's not a good person, kiilu netei asher Rabbi Yisrael. Kiilu he planted a asherah tree be Yisrael. In Shneimah, it's in the pasuk, "Shoyftim v'shoyftim nilchal v'shoracha." It says, "Shoyftim v'shoyftim nilchal v'shoracha." V'samach lei l'sit l'cha asher kolaitz, and it says next to that, "L'sit l'cha asher kolaitz." So you see that if someone makes a bad die, and it's gilu planted asher. And even more, we have to know what darshan from the word mizbech. I'm Rav Ashi, you have a mokum talmud chacham. If there's a talmud chacham who's available, available, and you place this ama oritz as a dayin, is kiilu not to etzim mizbeach. Shneim etzim mizbeach. It's kiilu you planted it connected to mizbeach. Now, what does that do to talmud chacham? Because zokta mefarshim that a talmud chacham is doing it to mizbeach, just like a mizbeach is mechapa klal Yisrael. A talmud chacham is also mechapa klal Yisrael. So we learn from this pasuk from the juxtaposition to mizbeach teaches us that a dayin. If you put a die in Amaris, when there's three to come around, it's ki'ilu, you planted a Asherah next to a Mizbeach. So I'll think more about it. That's the drashas of Rishmael, we keep it very clear. We must bring a new shayla now. Boy Rav Abnuna, Ritach Kli Levers Chavim. If someone melted down a Kli and repaired a Keli, and he did it L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Ma, what's the halacha? So the more I thought the shayla was, is that make it Avodah Zarah or not? So the more it's like this. Avoy is chavim the man. Whose avoy the zara is this? Ilema avoy is chavim the chavim. If it's a guy's avoy zara, so bein le b'rishmar akiva mishamshe avoy is chavim him. Umishamshe avoy is chavim in his shumachi avdu. Now everyone agrees. We said a machlekes over here about avoy zara itself. Everyone agrees a keli that's a mishamish avoy zara is only asa atzur to avid. Why? It's a pasuk. Avid to avdu is kol makayim esh avdu shal magayim. And that we said, Mekaymus mean Kalim. Everyone agrees, Kalim is only Osir after you worship it. So here, you made a Kali, you melted down a Kali Shem Vayezara. So everyone agrees, it's not a Vayezara until you worship it. Bein Roshavim, Kibim Sham Shem Vayezchavim, Sham Shem Chavim, Enes Shemach Yavdu. Vela must be a Vayezchavim di Yisrael. It must be a Vayezara of Yisrael. You're taking a Kali, you're melting it down, or Yisrael is melting it down for a Vayezara, it's become Osir Vayezara. So leave it in mind. Ilema Libi Rekiva. If you're going to go to Kiva Hashta, he goof for the mitzvah Hashta Yavid. If Avazar itself doesn't become awesome until you worship it, Masham Shama, boy, you think Masham Shama becomes awesome more, faster? Vela must be Alibad Rav Shmuel. Oma Asur Miyad. Rav Shmuel says that's Asur Miyad by Yisrael's Avodah Zarah. So that's Avodah Zarah itself. What about the Masham Shim? What's luck by Mishamshim? Do you learn Mishamshim, Mimishamshim, Germinon, Mahos Mach Yavda Vachash Yavdu? A Mishamish of a Yisrael's of a Zara, you learn that from a guy's Mishamish of a Zara. Just like deer, it's told you worship it here or to worship it. Oidilma, Menei Gama, you learn that from itself. A Zara itself of Yisrael is more Chamer, the fear of Ishmael. It's Chal Mayad. So maybe you learn that from itself. I don't want me minegama. Ma hi asur miyad. Just like Avodah itself is asur miyad. Am shemshel asur miyad. So that's the Gemara Shaila. That's we can figure out the Shaila. Risach kli l'shem Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. Go good to Rishmal that it's Rishmal holds Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is asur miyad. Shaila is what about Misham Sheha? Because Misham Sheha, a guy is only asur to Avodah. Maybe this is also. Or you say no. By Yisrael, Avodah Zarah is only more chamer. It's chal miyad, but Avodah Zarah itself. So maybe Misham Sheha also. That was Gemara Shaila. Afraid the Gemara, why have to say Risa? Just say I made a cleat. Why you have to be so complicated? Afraid the Gemara, if that's the case, if that's the Shaila. My ear, the Gemara, Boyle Risa cleat, the Boyle, also cleat, Claire, also cleat. So Gemara says, you're right, that was not the Shaila, and we don't know the answer to that Shaila. It's a good Shaila. Misham Sheva Izar, you may have to be Machmir. You have to know. Or maybe not. The Tosfos Rid says we pass in that it doesn't become Osir until you worship it. But in any case, that was not the Shaila. You know what the Shaila was? A new Shaila. Rav Amnunu Mishum Tumma Yishana Kama Bayalei. The halacha is that if you have a kli matches that becomes tame, usually when you break a keli, it becomes tar, because you broke it. But a kli matches, halacha is, if you break it and put it back together, it's usher, the tumma comes back. How? Why? Because people are going to say that you don't have to have Harav Shemesh. They'll see in the morning the keli became tame. An hour later, using the keli. How do you do that? Oh, you must have been tayvel without Harav Shemesh. Really, what we did, we broke it. People don't know about it. Therefore, we made a tumma derabanan called tumma yishana. And that by it comes back. It comes back. Now, it's only possible by a metal keli which could be melted and put back together. So it's called tumma yishana. So his shaila was about tumma yishana. What's the shaila? Let's see what the shaila is. Rav Nun Mishum Tumma Yishana Kavayla. Tell us in the Mishnah. Kli matris, a kli matris, pshutayim mekableim tameim. If it's flat or if it's a base kibble, both cases are tame. Nishtabru, if it broke, then tar, it becomes tar. Chaz asam kelim, you made it back at the keli, yach zerula tumma yishana. Go back to tumma yishana, it's a lach of kli matris, go back to tumma yishana. What's the shaila over here? Vachkam abarle. Ki hodra tumma, hanimil tumma deraisa. Maybe it's tafak tumma deraisa. We're talking about tumma of avodah zarah. We know a keli of avodah zarah is tame. It's tame. Now, if you break it, it should become tar. What if I put it back together? Comes back or not? What's the shaila? Because avodah zarah's tumma is only the rabbanon de gatumma. Even though we have psukim before that says shak is shasenu, but misham shel, definitely that's first only a smachta. And definitely the Mesham Shah are definitely only a Tumma Durabonim. Rashi says, Ava Tumma is Chavon Durabonim. The Kroya Smach Dabama. The Psukim that we had in the Mishnah before are only a Smach Dabama. In any case, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do you say this Gzeira of Tumma Yashana by Tumma Durabonim? So, afraid to Gemara, to boil the Shah Tumma Durabonim. Clever, why Dafka of Adizara? Clever, any Tumma Durabonim. Tumma Durabonim means, for example, Mashkin. Mashkin is not Matama Kele Midaraisa. So any Tumas Mashkin, Claire, does that Tumah come back? Why Dafka Tumah? Why Dafka of Avodah Zarah? You're clearing the Shaila. Tumah Shaila Tumas Derabanan. So the more you're right, both Shailas are here. Chadam Agay Chadam Avodah. They're both part of the Shaila. The Shaila like this: Tumah Derabanan Mihadra Lihadra, or we Machve on Tumah Yeshana, which means it's Gzeira that the Tumah comes back after the Keli gets fixed. Do we say it by Tumah Derabanan? And in Tim Shalayma, you don't say it Lihadra by Tumah Derabanan. Tumah Davayz Chavim maybe is worse. Maybe Avodah Zarah Tumah, which is Avodah Zarah Mochamer, maybe the woman Machman is Issa Tumah Yishana Oloi Teiku buys by a Shaila. So we had a Shaila about Risach. You melt down a Kli. You know what the case was? It was a Gabi Tumah Yishana, not the Gabi making a Kli. Because then you could clarify regular making a Kli if that's Misham Shah's awesome Yad, or you have to worship it. The Shaila was a different Shaila, but the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, does it come off when I break it and put it back together? Did you have a Tumah, is it Tumah Yishana or not? Is this the Rabbanon of Tumah Yishana? Do you say you have it here by the Tumah Rabbanon of Akum or not? And the reason why you say it's worse, maybe here, even worse than Tumah Rabbanon, because of Avodah Zarah, maybe it's worse, the more comes out, Teiku.